Bomber 68.
רב יהודה מרב שישס אמר זה גרושוסוי משניסס ומאס צורוס אמר בגמור אז הסופק אנצורס מחזר גרושוסוי. I want to massage a little bit in the tools of the Shmaisa. We'll go to say that. The Gemara Sofek is, Boi mine Rav Yudi me Rav Sheishas, Hamar zir gushosei venises, Tzoros omau. So the Sofek from the Gemara is, And tzoras mach zir gushosei. Now the Gemara is not mistapek on the mach zir gushosei herself, if she falls liyibam or not. The Gemara says, Hamarzu gushosei v'neis tzoros omal. So this is be'emes the first diuk. What Tesis is medayek, what the Rishonim are medayek. As the suffix from the Gemara is and the tzora from the marzu gushosei, not on the marzu gushosei herself. Why? So shitas ha'teisves, we'll start with shitas ha'teisves. Shitas ha'teisves is as it. The marzu gushosei herself. Alibed Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar, that Tumo Ksiv Bo Ke'arayis, is no Sofek. She's a Erve. The Marzer Gushosu is a Erve. B'meile she's Potur Me'yibum V'chalitza. So if Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar, the Marzer Gushosu herself, is Potur Me'yibum V'chalitza. She's a Erve. So the Gemara doesn't have a Sofek on her. She's a Erve, she's Potur Me'yibum V'chalitza. Lefi, so what is the suffix of the Gemara? Tzoroso mau. What is the suffix? Lish nekame holds. Hu adin tzoroso? If tumo ksibo ke arayes, hu adin tzoroso? What does lish nebasra hold? Lish nebasra holds. Hi toyeivo vein tzoroso toyeivo. Does it lish nebasra? Hi toyeivo vein tzoroso toyeivo. So lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, the thesis is poshut. The suffix of the Gemara Tzoras Machzer Grushosu Mayu. The suffix is only on the Tzoro and not on her. Only on the Tzoro and not on her. And why again? She herself Tumaksibo Kearayas. She's Poto Mimu Bechalitze. The suffix is Tzorosu Mayu. Lishnekame holds Tzorosu Kemoisa. Lishnebasra holds Hita Eibo Vein Tzorosu Teevo. Alibet the Rabbonon Zog Teisves. Again, the suffix is not on her. Only on the Tzoro. Why is no Sofek on her? Zok Tesis says it. If Loi Tumuksibo Ke Arayis, so why we don't have a Sofek on her? The reason we don't have a Sofek on her is because we have a Kalva Chomer. She cannot do Yibum, but she does Chalitza. Even if Tumuksibo Ke Arayis Lefi Rabbonon, but it's only in Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshutoi, so she's Potu Mi Yibum, and she needs to do Chalitza. So again, Lefi Rabbonon, Zok Tesis, it's Poshut, she's Potu Mi Yibum, and she needs Chalitza. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? Tzoroso mau. She for sure potu meibum, and she for sure needs to do chalitza if you both are studying from the Gemara. Tzoroso mau. What is the suffix? One tzad is in mikro yaitzim in the pshutar made a tzoroso kamoisa, and the other tzad is kevad ayaker ayaker tzoroso lav kamoisa. So nochmal, if we mesader it, if you taste it, it's very poshut. She herself is never a suffix, because if Rabbi Yosi, she's potu meivu v'chalitza at stumek siba ke'arayas, tzoroso mau, lishnekame holds tzoroso komoiso, lishnebasra holds hito yeivu v'en tzoroso toyeivu. Lefi Rabbonon, she for sure for potu from yibum, other kalvachoymer, other in mikro yoitze, she for sure needs chalitza, we explained, because mikro yoitze can't pater in ganzen, so she's potu meivu and she needs chalitza, and the suffix of the Gemara is tzoroso mau. That's the suffix from the Gemara. Tzarosama. What is the suffix? If en mikro yoytze, tzarosa is like her. Potu from yivum and nitzchalitze. If ayakir ayakir, tzarosa is mit yabemes. This is Shitas HaTesis. I think very clear. Shitas HaRishoyni. So lefi Tesis very gishmak. Mar ze gushoso, tzarosa mar. I want to be mad gish, one more knage. Why are we making such a tumult? Tzarosa mar, why is the shir herself is no suffix? For Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippa, she's part of everything, and for Rabbanon, she's einem mit yabemes, but she's choletzes. And the ganze suffix is under Tzor. And Tzor HaSoito, the Gemara also said, Omar Abidu Omar Rav, Tzor HaSoito Asuro, and there we said as a chidush that she's part of Meibum v'chalitze, and thus is good for the chidush of Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav. And here we say that the whole shtol is under Tzor. It's very poshut. Because in the sugi of Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav, Rabbi Yudah Omar Rav came to say, Tzor HaSoito Asuro. So he said, Be'etzem is mechadish that she herself is also potu. Why he spoke about the Tzora? No, if the Tzora is potu, Kolchken is potu. Chona bitrei nokat. She's potu and the Tzora is potu. So he spoke about the Tzora, who adin and her. So he could say, Tzoroso asuro, and we know who adin and her is the Zel B'shaile. Here, when the Gemara has a suffix, Iboyelehu, Ma'azer Gushoso, Tzoroso Ma'u. Tzoroso Ma'u, why he didn't ask on her? Why says on her, you know the aloche. This is the reason Tesis wanted to shtel that on her was close to the Gemara the aloche, when she got a suffix bichlal, that she's potu. We don't have a suffix. She pasa potu lefir Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa, and lefir Rabbanon she's potu meibu mishinit chalitze. And the ganze suffix from the Gemara is tzoros ama. This is the way Tesis learns the sugi. The Rishoinim, the Ramban and the Rashba, is mefurish in one thing the choylek. Maybe in two things, but in one thing for sure the choylek. What is the one thing that is for sure choylek? The Ramban and the Rashba, and the Yudalef and Mudalef, and by us in Yudalef and Mudbeis in the Rashba, and the Ramban and the Afchof. All of these Rishonim say, Tumok Simbo Ke'arayis doesn't patter from Chalitze, only patters from Yibu. The choylek, like the Raivad Lun and Tzoyta also like that. Tumok Simbo Ke'arayis doesn't patter from Chalitze. It only patters from Yibum. The male zogin the Rishonim, the Zalbazach, the suffix from the Gemara for Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa is on the Tzora. Not on her. Why not on her? Not like Tesis that she's potter from both. She's potter from Yibum and she needs Chalitza. The suffix is Tzorosa Kemoisa, Tzorosa Lav Kemoisa. She herself is for sure potter from Yibum, but she for sure needs Chalitza. And Lefi Tesis, if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, she was potter in Gansen. The suffix was only on Tzoroso, Kemoiso, Lav Kemoiso. She's Potur and Gantz. And Lefid Rishoini, I heard we didn't have a suffix, but why we didn't have a suffix? Because she's Potur Meibum, Tumuxibu Karayas, but she's Chayab Bechalitze. Tumuxibu Karayas doesn't pass from Chalitze. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Tzoroso Kemoiso, Tzoroso Lav Kemoiso. Lishne Kame holds Tzoroso Kemoiso, Lishne Basra holds Tzoroso Lav Kemoiso. This Chalik is glad. Vos Halt Rabbonah. לפי הרישיינים. הרישיינים, הרמב״ם for sure didn't speak it out. ואוס הלט רבונה. There's two ways to learn. The easy way to learn, that in רבונון, the רישיינים are exactly like Tesis. ראינו. לפי רבונון, she herself for sure is part of מייבום, אין מיקרו יויצה, קל וחיימר, אבל for sure she needs to do חליצה. Why? קל וחיימר doesn't pattern for חליצה, and אין מיקרו doesn't pattern for חליצה. And I feel all on this. Even if Rabbi Yisim in Kippur, if you're Rishonim, you're not part of Chalitze. So if you're Rabbanon, you're for sure not part of Chalitze. Moshe Reichter. They said, this is a whole shtickle there. Rabbi Yisim, you're part of Chalitze, if you're Rabbanon, you're not part of Chalitze. The Rishonim will learn, if you're Rabbanon, she's for sure doesn't do Yibum, and the guy, and for sure she needs to do Chalitze. And the suffix is, Tzoroso Mau. Tzoroso Mau. The suffix is on the Tzoro. She's if you're Rabbi Yisim in Kippur, she for sure is Potur, and the suffix is, Tzoroso Mau. She's part of Meibum and she needs Chalitza. Tzoros amal. For Rabbanon is the Zalbazach. She's for sure part of Meibum and she for sure needs Chalitza. And Tzoros amal. And it's the Zalbazach. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanon and her hold the same thing. She's part of Meibum and she needs to do Chalitza. And what is the Sfeikis of the Gemara? The first topic is for Rabbi Yosi, Tumak Sibo, she could part of the Tzoro, Oidil Mehito Eibo, and Tzoros Ata Eibo. And for Rabbanon, could be bichlal is not too maksiba kearayas, because kimen de ayakir ayakir. But she herself is potu meibum, but she needs to do chalitza. If this has been, so side tasefes, and side the rishonim, loshen ha-gemor es gishmak. Amar ze grushosim mishenises, Tzoroso Mao. Shir Sal, for sure we know. The suffix is on the Tzoro. Just like if it tastes this, Shir Sal, for Rabbeis, if we keep our potter and Gansen, for Rabbeinu, she's potter, me even Mechai Bechalitze, and the suffix is Tzoroso Mao. And if you don't show him, Shir Sal, for sure is potter, me Yibum, and Shir Sal, for sure needs Chalitze, if he everyone, and the suffix is Tzoroso Mao. World suffix, I leave it to Rabbi Yossi, if you say Tumake Arayas, it patos the Tzoro, or you deal me Hita Eva, and Tzoroso Te Eva. And the second suffix in the Gemara is, I leave it to Rabbanon, maybe it's not Tumak Sivak Arayas, came in the Ayaka Rayaka. This is the second way to learn the Sugya. The third way to learn the Sugya, and I say I think it's with Furish and Rashba, like the second way. The third way to learn the Sugya is, Al Derech HaRishoinim. We'll see later why I'm saying this third way. You ask me, Lechua. Second way is Genug, was not coming to the third way. The third way to learn the Sugya is Azay. Alibe the Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa Avade, she herself is potum yibum and she's chayav bechalitza. This is the Rishonim. Tumaksiba ke'arayas doesn't pater from chalitza. While tumaksiba ke'arayas doesn't pater from chalitza, if tumaksiba ke'arayas doesn't pater from chalitza, so she herself is potum yibum, but she needs to do chalitza. She needs to do chalitza. So lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, she herself, we know that she's potum yibum. And we know that she needs chalitza. Our suffix is tzoroso mao. Tzoroso mao. So she herself is potum meibum. She for sure needs chalitza. The suffix from the Gemara is tzoroso mao. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef and Kippa. We're not changing the Gemara. Look at the Rishonim. She herself is potum meibum. She herself needs chalitza. The suffix is tzoroso mao. I'll leave it to Rabbanon. We're switching. I'll leave it to Rabbanon. We're learning now that Rabbanon bichlal hold a suffix. If it's not too maksibo ke arayas lefi Rabbanon, you need to do yibum. So lefi Rabbanon, we have a suffix not only on the Tzora. We have a suffix even on her. Yibum, for sure she doesn't have to do. Or maybe she has to do yibum. If too maksibo ke arayas, she doesn't have to do yibum, she needs to do chalitza. If it's not too maksibo ke arayas, if it's not too maksibo ke arayas, so she has to do yibum. The Gemara doesn't know now the Kal Vachoyma. These are the three tzadim to learn the Gemara. So nochamo. The first tzad lefi teisvus is tzoroso mao, and here we don't have a suffix. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa potur and ganzen, Rabbanan potur meibum and chayav bechalitze. The suffix is tzoroso mao. For the first malach in the Rishonim, sayle Rabbanan, sayle Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, she's potur meibum and chayav bechalitze, and the suffix is tzoroso mao. The turn hesber is. לפי הראשונים הזה, לפי רבי יוסי בן כיפר, שיש פוטו מייבום, בו שיש חי בחליצה, בסופק יצרוס אמר. לפי רבונם, אפתו מקסיבו כהרייס, שיש פוטו מייבום, שיש חי בחליצה, צרוס אמר. אף אין תו מקסיבו כהרייס, שי יוסף הוא ניתה דו ייבום. And it's not, why to say such a פשט? It's not so גשמי, כי כמו עושה צרוס אמר. And if you will be saying now, and the third פשט will have a סופק. But this is, first this is the glad guy. Because if ain't too maksibo ke'arayas, she has to do yibum. The Gemara never mentioned kal v'choymer. Taisa says the Gemara do kal v'choymer. The Gemara never mentioned kal v'choymer. Taisa said that he had a problem. Because later in the Gemara, it will come out that someone is chayav chalitza. And Taisa can't say it's Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa. Because if he Taisa Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa, patos from chalitza. So b'mele, he has to be maimi the Gemara later, alibi de rabbonon. So while he has to be maimed the Gemara, live with the Rabbanon, so he makes up a Rabbanon that is potum yibum and is chayav bechalitza. Taisus made it up because he had a kasha. Velekamon muchach, that would be a man da'omar that patas from yibum and needs chalitza, who it is. Has to be its Rabbanon. Has to be its Rabbanon. Lefi Rashi, lefi Rabbanon, yichayav beyibum. The man da'omar that would patas, man, there's no hech. I'll be asked later why I want to say three shittas. But these are be'etzem, the three shittas that we have in Rishonim. You have to remember them close before we start the tzusa de shmeise. So noch amol shita rishon, noch emol havenos close. The fifth tesis, the fifth tesis, the first two mealchim, the suffix is tzoroso mal. She for sure. The fifth tesis, the fifth rabbeis ben kippa potur and ganzen, the fifth rabbanon potur meibum chay bechalitze tzoroso mal. The fifth rishonim, sai rabbeis ben kippa sai the fifth rabbanon potur meibum and chay bechalitze tzoroso mal. For the third pshat. The Rishoni b'chlal acholik and the Gantz and Tesis. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa they hold potum meibum mitchayev bechalitze tzoros amau. And Rabbanon they hold if tu maksibo ke'arayas potu meivu mechai bechalitza, this is the Rishon in Shita. That tumak siba ke'arayas doesn't patur from chalitza, only patur from meivu. But on the tzad, there is no tumak siba ke'arayas, she's chayav meivu. These are the three shittas. Be'etzem, we mentioned Pachas Yoyser yesterday, these three shittas. I want together now, after we have closed the three shittas, to learn the Gemara, we'll start to learn the Gemara al-Libad HaTesfis. Lama zan good the Gemara al-Libad HaTesfis? The Gemara zok tazeh. Omar lei tanituo. Omar lei tanituo. The Gemara asking a kasha. Omar lei tanituo. You have a suffix, what is the aloche? Boyim nerab yudim rab sheishas, amar zir gusho seif misha meis venises. Misha nises vameis. Tzoros omahu, you had a suffix, what is the aloche and the tzoro? Omar lei tanituo. I have a braise. Long as then, what are you trying to bring him a raya from the braise? Omar lei tanituo, I have a braise. Long as then the braise. Hoiso achas ksheiro veachas psulo. The Gemara in the beginning understands what is a ksheiro means tamar isha ksheiro, and lamazan what is a grusha. Ima yochoy letzchol letz lapsulo, vima yomiyav yomiyav lekshiro. So the Gemara, my ksheiro, my psulo. Ima ilay me ksheiro, ksheiro la'alme, psulo, psulo la'alme. Means that he's not a koyen. Stop, she's a grusha, she's possible to a different koyen. Ksheiro means she's kosher to everyone. Kevon le didei chaze, he's not a koyen. My nafke minemele, if she's a grusha or not. He could do yibum to either one that he wants. Elo lav ksheiro ksheiro lei, psula psula lei, umay ninu mazri grushos. Rashi explains, it's tam chai velavim, there's no chidush that he can't do yibum to the chai velavim. We speak about mazri grushos, that he cannot do yibum to the mazri grushos. When of them state, other he does chalitza to the mazri grushos, imo yom yabem yabem le ksheiro, imo yochoy le tzchalitz le psula. The Gemara is doing it. Loi lom ksheiro ksheiro le'alme, psula psula le'alme. But the Gemara is capable of the day chazi, my life kemine, why he has to do chalitza to the grusha, not to the pnuyo, mishum the Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef can show the Rebbe lo ish pachod o meboiro, and the other one will need them. And if you make chalitza to the other one, he passes it to the kehuna. Okay, it's a bazunder ha'alochi, we have to go back to the Mazmir, what is the ha'alochi, lo ish pachod o meboiro, and the other one will need them. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya from the Braise. What is the raya that the Gemara is trying to bring from the Braise? State in the Braise, Imo yocholetz, cholets lepsulo, Vimo yo meyabem, meyabem lekshero. Imo yocholetz, yocholetz lepsulo, Vimo yo meyabem, o meyabem lekshero. So the Gemara wants to be patient. So let me try to be masbir, to who we're trying to be patient. You have a suffix, Marzu Grushosi Mahu. What is the aloch of the Tzorah? I have a braise. She herself does chalitza, and the Tzorah does yibu. We'll start with Fitesis. The braise cannot be Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. Because if you're Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, she herself is potum yibu v'chalitza. And the Gemara even never had a suffix about it. Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, she herself is potum yibu v'chalitza. We never had a tzad that she needs to do Yibu v'chalitza. So the Braise is for sure not Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. Okay, so the Braise could be only Rabbanon. If the Braise could be only Rabbanon, so to who are we trying to bring a raya? We'll start. Lefi lishnikame, what was the suffix? The Gemara said the suffix lefi lishnikame is, if she herself is potum yibum, but she's chay b'chalitza, if she patters the tzoro, she doesn't patter the tzoro. She patters the tzoro, she doesn't patter the tzoro. If you say kevin da ayaker ayaker, she doesn't patter the tzoro. If you don't say kevin da ayaker ayaker, she does patter the tzoro. Oh, so the lishnekame, alibe de rabbonon, we could say that the braise is rabbonon, alibe de lishnekame. Omar li tanituo, I have a raya to Yishayle. You asked me a shayle. If she could patter the tzoro, alibe de rabbonon, alibe de rabbi Yisrael, I can't bring you a raya. But you ask me, Alibed Rabbonon, I'll tell you, the Braise is Rabbonon, and Shteit Choyletzes, Vetzorosa Mityabemes. So, Lelish Nekame, we have a Raya Bruro. Lelish Nekame, we have a Raya Bruro. We push the Shaila. Lelish Nebasre, the Fir Rabbonon, we didn't have a Suffolk. We said, Lefir Rabbonon, Kevin da Yaker Ayaker. The Suffolk was Alibed Rabbi Yosi. She patters the Tzorah or not. So, Lelish Nebasre, stop, it's going Alibed Rabbonon. But it's not a raya. I mean, we didn't have a suffix. That Rabbanon hold that she doesn't do yibum and she does chalitza, but she doesn't patter the tzara. So the fifth thesis, the braise is givaldik. Lelishne Basra, it's poshut. It's geit a libid rabbanon. It's not even a raya. It's poshut. She stimmed with what he said a libid rabbanon, and it's a pshitus to the safek a libid rabbanon. But a libid rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur is no way to tell the brayse. So the brayse is only a libid rabbanon. Lelishne kame we have a pshitus on the shaila that we're going. We had a safek what rabbanon hold. Oh, we have a teretz. She does chalitza. She doesn't do yibum. It's rabbanon. And she patters the, and she doesn't patter the tzor. The lishne baser, he said the two davar pasha that this would rabbanon hold. Oh, so the filish the baser, tag the price, it goes a libid rabbanon. So the kule alma the price gate a libid rabbanon. Klo? This is lechuure the words of Tesis. Lama zan the words of Tesis. Omale tanitua, le mifshat boye kamaisel, the osa a libid tanikame. The leike de amre de pshite le rabbanon, kevin da yaker yaker, ike le mema, the asake rabbanon. Now, when the finish came, we had a suffix what Rabbanon holds. We will have a raya from the Braise. The Lishne Basra, we didn't even have a suffix. It's Pashit. We know what Rabbanon holds, and it's going on even the Rabbanon. Very Pashit if he tastes this chil. The Marsho comes and asks us a shayla. This tastes is so glad. It has to be like that. One and one is two. This is the Cheshbon. If he tastes, this is the Cheshbon. It's not maybe. As a sparta is the cheshbon lefi teisus. As a sparta is the cheshbon. That lefi rabbonon, lefi rabbi yosi, it doesn't go. It's no tzad. Only it could go lefi rabbonon. Lelishne kame, we had a sofek if it patters or not. Oh, state in braise, she does chalitza, she doesn't patter. Lelishne basra, we said that rabbonon hold that it doesn't patter. Rabbi yosi hold that she's potter in gadzen. It's the gate, as a rabbonon. Very gishmak. Frag the marsho, the loshna teisus is not gishmak. Ike le meymar, the asik, what ike le meymar? It has to go lefi rabbonon. Lefi teisus, it can't go lefi rabbi yosi. It only could go lefi rabbonon. It can't go lefi rabbi yosi. Frag the marsho, what is ike lemeimah? Where lishne basra ike lemeimah the asik rabbonon? What is ike lemeimah? It's interesting. The teisarosh taki says v'oid. Al kochoch rabbonani, del rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, ari pturo min achalitza. So the Tesarosh taki says, v'oid. Has to be like that. I don't know why it's v'oid. That's hainua. The Tesarosh, he finishes the thesis, and he says, v'oid. Ari lefi when I'm learning lefi rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, that she's potter from chalitza, this price doesn't arrange that with rabbi Yosi ben Kippur in no way. The price said that she herself does chalitza. You told me thesis that we never had a tzad that she will do chalitza lefi rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. The suffix was only on the tzor. Was never said that she will be potu. She will have to do chalitza. So this price for sure cannot go lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. This price is only lefi Rabbanon. Lishne kame, you push the shaila. Lishne basra, it's a glat as lefi Rabbanon. But the Marsho take, in the last two lines of the Marsho frag discussion. Someone show me that this is Golish. Frag this, mamish be'ariches she'en kedugmoso. Be'ariches she'en kedugmoso. So the Marsho says, that the ikele, why Taisi says ikele meimar? Because if we will learn the sugi like Rashi, and we will learn different than Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, the whole sugi will be different. So Taisi doesn't like to say a raya from what he said before. It's ikele meimar. Right, maybe to learn the whole sugi not like me, and everything will change. What? Taisi shita. Taisi is gone, he has all different chaps here. That if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, maybe we could mind the Mishnah different. As under Mahalchim, how to be minded to the sugi. Zeh tesis gonish. But it's a ora. It's a ora al derech tesis. It's a ora al derech tesis. Lo mi mamshich zayin lefi the hemshich. Lefi this tesis. What is the next line? What is the hemshich lefi the next line of tesis? Zeh tesis zeh. Toshma. The Gemara tries to bring a raya from Noach Abraisa. Toshma. Hamachzir grushosim mishanises. He metzoroso choyletzes. Oh, we had a suffix. We have a braise. What's that in braise? He metzoroso choyletzes. Lefi who this stems now. Toshma, you have a suffix. What is the halacha of the tzoro? I have a mefurish braise. He metzoroso choyletzes. No. So what? Lefi who? Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur again. The braise doesn't go. No one does chalitza lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. If Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, no one does chalitza. So it can't stim with Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. So Toshma, he metzoroso choyletzes. If Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, There's no one to talk about. There's no chalitza. If you're Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, there's no chalitza. So you don't have a tzad that says Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. Okay. So you can't go like Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. So the fee who it goes, the Gemara wanted to prove that it patters the Tzorah. Who holds that it patters the Tzorah? Rabbonon and Lishnikame. You had a suffix, Lefi Rabbonon, you need chalitza, but it could patter the Tzorah. Toshma, it could patter the Tzorah. Lefi Lishne Basre, it's no one. Because Lishne Basre said that Alibed Rabbonon, it doesn't patter the Tzorah. Only Alibed Rabbi Yosi. So it's no one. Because Lefi Rabbi Yosi, you potter and gans. Lefi Rabbonon, you don't patter the Tzorah. So the Toshma, Lefi Tesis, it's only a Rael Lishne Kame. Now the Teretz before went Sile Lishne Kame, Sile Lishne Basre. The Toshma. Now Lefi Lishne Kame, it's Lefi Rabbonon, and Lefi Lishne Basre, it's Rabbonon. The second Toshma, Lefi Tesis, the Braise will only arrangeset Alibed Lishne Kame, Alibed Rabbonon. Now Alibed Rabbi Yosi, the Braise Bichlal doesn't go. Alibed Lishne Basre, the Braise also doesn't go. Because Rabbi Yosi holds Yipotur and Gansen, and Rabbonon holds that it doesn't pattern the Tzorah. So Toshma, like Lishne Kame, that it's Rabbonon, and it patterns the Tzorah. It's interesting. But Lishne Basre is Ogifrek. Lefi the Toshma, the Lishne Basre is Ogifrek. The first Kash, Fakat Shtim Lefi everyone. Lefi Lishne Kame, it was the Raya Rabbonon, and Lefi Lishne Basre, it went Alibed Rabbonon. But the second Toshma that he would say, Lefi Teisves, it doesn't stim only the Lishne Kame, Alibed Rabbono. And for the Gemara, Eina Chenami, Toni, oi hi, oi Tzorosa Choleces, Tni, hi Choleces, Tzorosa oi Choleces, mit Yabemes, ki Rabbono, she does Chalitze, and Tzorosa mit Yabemes. This is the way Teisves Arayin sets the Gemara, and it's very glad. Very glad the Gemara. Now we will learn the Gemara Alibed HaRishonim. Look at the Pashtus in the Rishonim. The Rashba, the Ramban, they have it very Pashut. The Rishonim learn, as Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, Yidu Chalitza. Lefi Rabbonon, Yidu Chalitza. And Lefi everyone, the suffix is, if you patter the Tzorah or not. Right? She herself does Chalitza, Lefi the Rishonim. Sile Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, Sile Rabbonon, she for sure does Chalitza. Once when the Omar holds Lishne Kame, that if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, it patters the Tzorah, if Rabbonon is a Sofek, if Lishne Basre, if Rabbonon, it doesn't patter the Tzorah, if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, it patters the Tzorah. So, if the Rishonim, and this is what the Rishonim Be'etzem bring, the Gemara is Kemin Choyna. The Gemara is Kemin Choyna. Why? Omar Leitanituo, we'll start to read the Gemara if the Rishonim. Omar Leitanituo. Hoyso achas ksheiro veachas psulo. Im ayochol etzchayos psulo v'miyav yam lekshayro. And zog digmore mai psulo psulo lei mai ksheiro ksheiro lei. Umai ninu mazri gushosay. And vosh teit in braise. Im oyo miyavem lekshayro. V'im ayochol etzchayos psulo. So the first braise. What the first braise is saying? Du chalitzo to the mazri gushosay, and she doesn't patter the tzora. It's very good. It stims lelishnekam me'alibe de rabbonon. Rabbanon hold that she does chalitza, she doesn't patter the tzorah. It stims the lishne basra alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. Alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. She herself does chalitza and she doesn't patter the tzorah. That's a good for the suffix from the Gemara. It stims alibed Rabbanon lishne basra. She herself does chalitza and she doesn't patter the tzorah. So the final rishonim is gewaldig. Toshma, so the Gemara, we have a raya. The Lishne Kamer, you had a suffix, Alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Alibed Rabbanon, we see in the Braise. She herself is potter from Yibur, Chalitza she does, but she doesn't patter the Tzorah. Nifshato HaShaila. He had a suffix with Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. If it patters the Tzorah or not, Nifshato HaShaila. State in Braise, she herself does Chalitza, and she doesn't patter the Tzorah. Very glad. So the Gemara is going, Salif Rabbanon, Salif Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. The Gemara is trying, and every time that he had a tzad, that it could patter the Tzorah or not, he had a suffix. The Finnish Nekami had a suffix like Rabbanon. So the Gemara is going to leave it to Rabbanon and state that it doesn't patter the Tzorah. The Lishne Basri had a suffix like Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. It's going even for Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar and it doesn't patter the Tzorah. Very Gishmak. The next Gemara is also very Gishmak. Toshma. Hive Tzorah Socholetzes. Why both of them do Chalitze? The Finnish Nekami, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar. Patters the Tzorah. The Finnish Rabbanon, it patters the Tzorah. Both of them do need chalitza. Lefi Lishne Basre, it'll be a little Rabbi Yosi ben Kippar, and it patters the Tzorah.
And for the Gemara, it's not a raya. Maybe it doesn't bother the tzora. She does chalitza. Tzorosa mit yabenes. So lefi the rishonim, the Gemara is glad. The Gemara is glad. It's going to say lefi rabbonon, say lefi Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. Lefi rabbonon is a raya that it doesn't bother the tzora. And lefi Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa is a raya that it doesn't bother the tzora. Again, this is what the Rishonim said, Be'etzem, that in the Sugya, Mazik Ushasa, you see that even the Tumak Sibok Erei, she does Chalitza. And the second Toshma, both of them do Chalitza, because it does part of the Tzoro, but it's going silent for Rabbon, and silent for Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. Forget. Taisis Leshitose had to say that the Gemara is only going a Libet Rabbonon. This is the whole Taisis. Omar Litanitu, Ale Lishne Kame, a Libet Rabbonon, which tried to bring a Raya, because if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, our Taisis doesn't have a way to learn the Sugya. Forget Taisis having to say it's wrong, it's like the Taisis Rosh. Taisis had to say it's wrong. But this is the Yosef, if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, there's no way to Arayin says the Braise. Lefid Rishayinim, the Gemara is glad. Forget, even if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, it patters the Tzoro, it doesn't patter the Tzoro. Fi Rabbonon, it patters the Tzoro, it doesn't patter the Tzoro. So the Toshma is a Toshma and Iker Hashayla. So, Be'etzem Lule Divrei Rashi would stop here. Tu Mehalchim, and Gizut Mehalchim. The Hainu, the Rishonim are the Pashtas. The Gemara says that it patters the Tzoro, both of them have Chalitza. Doesn't patter, you have Chalitza. And forget, the Gemara is going, Sayle Fi Rabbonon, Sayle Fi Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, she herself needs Chalitza, and it's a Shayla if she patters the Tzoro or not. And one Braisa says that it patters the Tzoro, and the Gemara fixes the Braisa that it doesn't patter the Tzoro. But everything is going silent for Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa and silent for Rabbonon, and I think the Rashbam speaks it out like this. Taisa Shitosi has a problem because if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, she herself can't do chalitza, so all of these gemaras were never a tzad with Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa because it can't go with Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. So Taisa says it goes with Rabbonon, and Taisa Rosh speaks it out clear. I think this chelik is glad. The problem is when we come to Rashi. We come to Rashi. It's two diyukim in Rashi. Rashi says, we didn't see the Rashi yet. Amar zrigushose mishenises tzoroso mau. So Rashi, what is the suffix? Tzoroso mau lehisiabe. Tzoroso mau lehisiabe. Rashi arrangstos the suffix from the Gemara, tzoroso mau lehisiabe. The tzoro needs yibum or not? The Shaila, why Rashi is talking about Yibum? Lefi Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, the topic is, if the Tzora needs Chalitza or not, Lefi Teisus. Because she's Potter in Gansin, and she Potters the Tzora in Gansin. So why the Gemara says a Sofek, Amar Zegushosim Mishenises, Tzoroso Mau, Zot Rashi Leisiyabe. Why Leisiyabe? Tzadiuk. There's a shtickle meduik in this Rashi, like the Rishonim, that the Sofek was never on her. The suffix was never on her. If she, and the suffix was never that she'll be part of Chalitza. The suffix was only if she's part of Yibum. But Chalitza, even the Mazal Gushose Alein needs a Chalitza. This is a deal. Interesting that the Maharsha didn't want to bring down this deal. Maharsha skips this deal. For us, it's a starke deal. For us, it's a starke deal. So Rosa Maoli is Yabe. Lefir Taisas, Lefir Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, the suffix is, if she's part of Ganzen, then Tzorosa Kamoisa to be part of Ganzen. Why the Arayin says the suffix like this? But the Maharsha shows on a different deal. Ulama zan the Rashi klo. I want to go duch the Maharsha. Ulama zan the Rashi together. The Gemara is bringing a raya from the first brayse. What is the first brayse? Echot psulo veechot ksheiro imo yocholetz cholets lepsulo vimo meyabem meyabem lekshero. She doesn't patter the tzora. Right. This is the brayse. Achas psulo veachas ksheiro, imo yocholetz, cholets lepsulo, imo yomiyabem, yabem lekshero. It's a raya that it doesn't patter the tzor. It's a raya that it doesn't patter the tzor. Imo yocholetz, cholets lepsulo, imo yomiyabem, yabem lekshero. Now, before we see the Rashi inside, we have two ways to learn the raya from the Gemara, right? We have two ways to learn the raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says, imo yocholetz, cholets lepsulo, v'imayom yabem yabem lekshero, is a raya that it doesn't patter the tzor. V'imayom cholets cholets lepsulo, v'imayom yabem yabem lekshero, it's a raya that it doesn't patter the tzor. Lefit Taisis, it's the raya libe de rabbonon. She herself does chalitza, and she doesn't patter the tzor. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, it doesn't go. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa holds that she herself is patur. So you can't say that the braisa is Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. So the braisa was rabbonon. Lefit rabbonon, she herself does chalitza, but she doesn't do Yibum Kal V'Choyim, but she doesn't part of the Tzoro. Toshma, like Rabbono, but she doesn't part of the Tzoro. Lefi the Rishonim, the Gemara was even Lefi Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippa. She herself does Chalitza Lefi Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippa, and it's a right that we dash in the Droshe, he to Yevo, ve'in Tzoroso to Yevo. And it's also a Libet Rabbono. She does Chalitza, and she doesn't part of the Tzoro. But this is the way the Rishonim learn. So if someone asks us this line, Choyletz lepsulo, v'imoyoroytze miyabem lekshayro, that we see that it doesn't part of the Tzoro, lefitesis, it only could be lefi Rabbonon, because if Rabbi Yossi, she herself anyway doesn't do Chalitza, so it can't be a libid Rabbi Yossi, and lefi the Rishonim, it's even lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippa. Zog demar shor, na lo mezan arashi tzuzamen. Psulo psulo lei, ukshayro la'al melecholo, ilom umayinino kuyin shemazri gushosoy, da'avi grusho psulo lezer she'ein ru'u yolohochiv, ואשמיינן, זאת רשי, ואשמיינן, דאף על גב דכסיב בוטומו, צורוסו כשאירו, דכסיב היטו יאיבו. ואשמיינן, like רבי יוסי בן קיפר, דאף על גב דכסיב בוטומו, צורוסו מתייבמס, why? היטו יאיבו, ואין צורוסו תו יאיבו. פרק דמר שואו, רשי זה ריין זצים דגמורה, like רבי יוסי בן קיפר. That we darshan hita yevo ve'in tzorosot yevo. If it's Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, so why she herself does chalitza? Lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, lefi tesis, she's potter and gatsin. She's potter and gatsin. How we darshaning it? We darshan hita yevo ve'in tzorosot yevo. She doesn't patter the tzoro. She doesn't patter the tzoro. Lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. Why she herself does chalitza? לפי רבי יוסי בן קיפר, תומא כסיבה כהראיס, שיעשת בי פוטר אין גץ. שיעשת בי פוטר אין גץ. שיעשת בי פוטר אין גץ. ומה יש לזה פוטר אין גץ? זוג דמר שו, שטייט אין רשי, that is learning the סוגה like the ראשונים, that לפי רבי יוסי בן קיפר, תומא כסיבה כהראיס, doesn't פוטר אין גץ. תומא כסיבה כהראיס, only פוטרס from Yibum, doesn't פוטר from Chalitza. ומילא זוג טרשי, דה ברייסו ובי רבי יוסי בן קיפר. מילא זוג טרשי, דה ברייסו ובי רבי יוסי בן קיפר. This will be the ברייסו, רבי יוסי בן קיפר. ומילא זוג טרשי, רבי יוסי בן קיפר holds she's חולצס, and צרוסו מתייבנס, because we learn he to יאיבו ואין צרוסו to יאיבו. לפי תסס, it's not sure, even רבי יוסי בן קיפר, she cannot do חליצה. This is בעצם the marshal. So the Marsho takes shit as Rashi, and he says, Rashi is learning the sugya like the Rishonim. I saw it, le'achav le'leyovo, like the Ramban and the Rashbo. So the etzem, this is the second chelik of the sugya, before the second cheshbon. So nachamo, the first cheshbon was that the Rishonim have two ways to learn the sugya. If you taste first, the cholet of psulo, miyabem l'ksheir, she doesn't part of the tzoro, it's only alibi de Rabbonon, that gemore. Alibi de Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, you can't arayin zet to the gemore. Because if Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, she cannot do chalitza. And if the Braise says that she does chalitza, she doesn't part of the Tzoro, that Braise only could be a Libet Rabbonon. When Azei Zek Teisus Take, that the Braise is only a Libet Rabbonon. Hakel? The Teisus Rosh Take says, for sure it's only Lefi Rabbonon. Because Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, it doesn't make sense. Lefi the Rishonim, it's even Lefi Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur. She herself does chalitza, and she doesn't part of the Tzoro, because he Tayeva, and Tzoros are Tayeva. Zog the Marsho, if Rashi went, and was masbir, why she doesn't part of the Tzoro, because he to Yevo, ve'ein Tzoroso to Yevo. So Rashi is masbir the Suga like the Rishonim. If Rashi is masbir the Suga like the Rishonim, it's muchach from Rashi, that Rashi holds, that be'etzem tumuk sibo ke'arayas doesn't part of him chalitze. Maybe he was maimi the Suga, k'rab Yossi ben Kippur. And afilo ochi, she herself is choletzes, and Tzoroso is misya bemes. This is the words of the Marsho. The Marsho adds one more line. The Marsho adds one more line. Terech Advorim. Frek the Marsho, but why Rashi decided only to be masbir lefi Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur? You could be masbir it also lefi Rabbonon, like Tesis. That she herself does chalitza and she doesn't part of the Tzoro. Why Rashi decided to be masbir the Suge only ki Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur? You could arayin zetz the Suge also ki Rabbonon. You're right. Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, take it shtims lefi Rashi. But it could shtim lefi Rabbonon. The same thing. She herself does chalitza, and she doesn't part of the tzoro. Kevon da ayaker ayaker. Why Rashi decided only to be masgul lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa? Lechu it could go sai lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa, and it could go sai lefi Rabbo. So why Rashi reinsetz the suge dafka alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa? Rashi could have masgul the suge even alibed Rabbo. So the Maharsho says, Eina chanami. Rashi just wants to mafkia from Tesis, so he spoke it out. But he means that it's going also alibed Rabbo. This is the answer of the Maharsho. One line of Maharsho says, Eina chanami. Avada is going also alibed Rabbo. Avada is going also alibed Rabbo. But Rabbanon hold that she herself does chalitza because it's a kal v'chomer, ayakir ayakir, but she herself does chalitza and she doesn't part of the Torah. She's Rashi said, I live in Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, because Rashi wanted to be mafkia from Taisus. Taisus said that the Gemara cannot be a live in Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. So Rashi, I hold that it could be a live in Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. But ain't a chanami. But you could say, better in Rashi. You could say better in Rashi. Okay, it's better from the Maharsho, but poshta from the Maharsho. That Rashi is only maimed at alibed Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa. Rashi doesn't want to be maimed at alibed Rabbonon. Why? Because Rashi holds alibed Rabbonon, and this shlav, like the third pshat that we said, that lefi Rabbonon, she herself needs to do yibum. If we learn that, kevon da ayaker ayaker lefi Rabbonon, if you learn that it's not too much simba ke arayas, she doesn't part in the tzoro, she herself does yibum. Doesn't give a shit as Rashi. The Gemara never knew the Kal v'Chomer now. So Alibin the Rabbonon, she herself has to do Yibum Alibin the Rabbonon. If she herself has to do Yibum Alibin the Rabbonon, so the Gemara could only be Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. The Gemara only could be Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. So the Gemara is like only bringing a raya to one Loshon. She's not bringing a raya Sai le Rabbonon, Sai le Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. The Gemara is only bringing a raya Alibin the Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur. And the Gemara is not bringing a raya Alibin the Rabbonon. And it's not right to say like that, because the same words, Tanitua, that we have by us, you have in the few Beza Mudalef. Look in the first Rashi. You don't have to go to the Sugya there. Omar le Tanitua, Atarvayu Lishne Mehada. Dear, when Rashi is Masbul, if you both man the Omrim, Rashi says, I'm going if you both man the Omrim. Why Rashi never spoke it out here, that he's going if you both man the Omrim? That tells us the Loike Marsha. Mikol Makoim, this is the first Chelik of the Sugya. So the Hainu Be'etzem, these are the three shittas that we're saying the whole time. That the Hainu, Lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, Lefi Teises, she's Potter and Ganzen, the topic of the Tzor is Potter and Ganzen or not. Lefi Rabbonon, she's Potter von Chalitza, Yibum, aber she needs Chalitza, Sarki Tzorosa Kemoiso. Lefi, the second Ma'ala, Lefi the Rishonim, both of them hold, she's part of me even when it's chalitza, suffix of tzorosa kemoisa. Although we say, if Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, she's part of me even when it's chalitza, suffix of tzorosa kemoisa, and if Rabbanon, if two maksiba ke arayas, she's part of me from Yibu when she needs chalitza, and if not two maksiba ke arayas, she has to do Yibu. And the Maharsho said that it's mucha from Rashi, that Rashi was maimi the sugi ke Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, and the haidu that the words, she's choyletzes, ותצורוסו מתייבמס כרבי יוסי בן כיפר לפי תיסס it doesn't make sense if two מקסיבה כהרייה she's not חולצס she doesn't patter the tzor because he תייבו ותצורוסו תייבו but she's not חולצס that gemore cannot be לפי רבי יוסי בן כיפר זוג דה מהרשו על כל כוח רשי יזלו אלה כדי רישיין לא פרק צח דקשה and here the קרני ראים comes in one line but I want to ask the קשה before we say the קרני ראים very ois gechash from the קרני ראים. How it could be that Rashi is Lulek the Rishayim? The Gemara says, Tzora Soito is Potu Meivu V'chalitza Zot Rashi Tu Moksibo Ke'arayas. All the Rishayim came and said, the Gemara doesn't mean Tu Moksibo Ke'arayas. It's Le'achar V'loi Le'yovam. Because Tu Moksibo Ke'arayas doesn't patter. Rashi never mentioned the word Le'achar V'loi Le'yovam. From the beginning of Yud Aleph, Rashi says, Tu Moksibo Ke'arayas patters from Meivu V'chalitza. We're learning a story of Marzi Gusho Soi, Tu Moksibo Ke'arayas patters from Meivu V'chalitza. Pitom, in the middle of the sugya, Zog the Maharsho, Dais Tois, Rashi said it could go with Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, If Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa holds Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis, she has to be potum Ibu v'chalitze, it doesn't make sense. And if Rashi said that she herself could do chalitze, and she doesn't patur the tzorah, if Rabbi Yosef, why she herself does chalitze? She doesn't patur the tzorah because he toyevo ben tzorosa toyevo. But why she does chalitze? She had to be potum in Gansen. Al kochoch Rashi in the sugi like the Rishonim, that Tumah never patur from chalitze, we never have a tzad, and Soitotake is not potum from chalitze. The reason she's potum from chalitze is a drosha from Le'ach or maybe like the Raiva that Bichlal you're not potu. How you can say such a pshat? How you can say such a malach? How you can have such a tzad? How you can have such a tzad? How you can have such a tzad? It's mamash a pella. Rashi never mentioned, if we were not know the Rishonim, we'll never have a tzad that Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis doesn't patur in Chalitza. The whole sugya is Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis patur in Chalitza. Zog Tosis, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa has to patur in Chalitza. The man the Omar that holds that she's choletzes and Tzoroso is not patur, it's not Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa. For Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, she's patur in Gansen. She doesn't patur the Tzore. But to say that she needs to do Chalitza, it's not Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, it's Rabbona. How Rashi said that it's Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa? This is what is very shver on the Marashos Mahalach. Very shver on the Marashos Mahalach. Zog de Karnei Re'em, one little chap. And we'll see that Karnei Re'em was bezeichet to Mechav and to the Rivon. Rivon was the Eidim of Rashi, it's a Pirush HaRivon. I don't know why the Kovit team didn't get hold of it, but it's Pirush HaRivon, it's in Shittas HaKadmoinim, and Yevomes, and the Rivon says word by word, Kimat, the covenant, the Karnei Re'em. Zog the Karnei Re'em, one little chap. Over Azal Lom de Shavot. Helps us hang good. He says, Avade, Rashi learns like Tesfes, like we're learning the whole Sugi of Tzora Soito, Tumok, Sibbo, Ke'arayes, Yupotur and Gansen. Avade, Tumok, Sibbo, Ke'arayes, Yupotur and Gansen. There's no tzad not like that. There's no tzad not like that. Tumok, Sibbo, Ke'arayes, Yupotur and Gansen. The suffix of the Gemara is, if she patters the Tzorah, she doesn't patter the Tzorah. He toyeva, ven Tzorosa toyeva, or not. She herself is potter in Gansen. Why? Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis. If Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis, she's potter in Gansen. There's no suffix on her. Not like the Rishonim that Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis doesn't patter. Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis patters in Gansen. Why? Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Tzorosa kamoiso, or ain't Tzorosa kamoiso. One tzad tzorosa kamoiso is why? Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis. If she's a erve, tzorosa kamoiso. If she's not a erve, ain't tzorosa kamoiso. So if we say Tumah Ksibah Ke'arayis, tzorosa kamoiso. What is the tzad that tzorosa loy kamoiso? What is the tzad that tzorosa is loy kamoiso? Because it says, hita yeiva, ven tzorosa yeiva. It's the only reason. Hita yeiva, ven tzorosa yeiva. So she could be potter and ganzen. She doesn't patter the tzorah. She has two maksibah ke'arayas, but she can't patter the tzorah. So when the Braisa says, she's choyletzes and she doesn't patter the tzorah, it's not Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbana. Rabbana knows she's choyletzes and she doesn't patter the tzorah. But if Rabbi Yosi, even if you say, hito eva ben tzorosa te'eva, she has to be potter and ganzen. You can't say fakert. You can't say faket. Zog de Karnei Re'em, one line. You're right. Till here the cheshbon is good. Comes a Kodesh Baruch Hu and tells you, Hito yeiva ve'en tzorosa te'eiva. So you say, why not? Why not? All of the Arai is part of the tzoro. Why she doesn't? Why she doesn't? Why she doesn't? So chayarve. Why she doesn't? The Teretz is, weiss that she's not a erve. So in the pasuk that tells him that she doesn't battle the tzoro, state that she's not a really tumah. The male she needs chalitza. Here is the switch. So when we start the sugya, tzorosa mau, she herself we knew she's battle. Tachayerve, tumah ksibah ke'arayis. Aber was mi the tzoro? Why not? It says he tzorosa, he toyeva ve'en tzorosa toyeva. Aber on the tzad taka that you will say he toyeva ve'en tzorosa toyeva, you will switch, and now you will learn that she herself also needs chalitza. Because if not, why she doesn't patur the tzorah?
Why she doesn't part of the tzara? So the male is like the Gemara, Toshma, Tanituo, Hichoy Letzes, Tzoroso Mitya Bemes. Dainu, Lefi Rabbi Yosi. How? If Tzoroso Mitya Bemes, so she's Choy Letzes, even Lefi Rabbi Yosi. He asked the question, why she's Choy Letzes? She herself to Meksibu Kearayas. You're right. But if I have a droshe that says that I can't, that I do Yimum to the Tzora, so for sure she herself is Choy Letzes. And it's mefurish in the Rivon. The Rivon starts the sugya. He says, "Mauli isya ben lefi Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur p'tur om yibum vechalitze." Toshma, "Omali Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur." He says, "Shetzerosem mityabemes vehichoy letzes." Now I'll just give you a time in it. Is the kashif in the Imre Moshe? I don't know what is the teretz. The Chmesim was talking about teretz. At least the Vilna. It's a kasha for the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe asks a kasha. It's a Yevomis Dike kasha that comes back. You can ask it kimat on every sugya. The fit tesis. Hita yeivo vein tzoroso teyeivo. We'll take tesis shita. Hita yeivo vein tzoroso teyeivo. Right? So the fit tesis. If hita yeivo vein tzoroso teyeivo. So she's potu miivo vechalitze. And the tzoro is not potu. The tzoro is mityabemes. Hita yeivo ve'en tzorosa teyeivo. So she's potum yibo v'chalitze, and the tzor is mityabemes. Frek de Imre Moshe, she herself is potum, so she becomes eish esach, right? She's a ervedik eish esach. Let eish esach to pata de tzor. Let eish esach to pata de tzor. You're right. The drosha says that mazir gushosoi is not so bad to pater the tzora. Forget about the mazir gushosoi. Oh, but to pater herself, it's bad enough. To pater herself, it's bad enough. If it's bad enough to pater herself, if it has the courage to pater herself, so she herself, the ishasach comes back. If the ishasach comes back, so let the ishasach to pater the tzora. Let the ishasach to pater the tzor. What could be the answer? Zevi, what could be the answer? If she herself is potter and gans, you're right. The Gzeiras HaKosov says that the Mazir Gushosei cannot pater the tzor. The Mazir Gushosei doesn't have a kerach to pater the tzor. But she herself is potter and gans, so her b'dikei ishasach. If she's an evidication sach now, let the ishasach to part of the tzor. As they frank the Imre Moshe. As they vitesis and Lamed Bey said, that if you have achos isho, mitle tole vikoi, the achos isho zog tesis comes back and makes the ishasach to part of the tzor, tesis and Lamed Bey. I don't know now what is the answer yet. But one thing we'll say. The Teretz is, this is what we're trying to say in the Karmirehem. If in Teretz state that it doesn't part of the Tzoro, why is this here? She's also not a real Erve. Because if she's a real Erve, she will part of the Tzoro. She will become a Ishasach. And the Gzeres HaKosuf, if he Tayeivo ve'in Tzoroso Tayeivo, state that it doesn't happen here. If it doesn't happen here, this is the Gilui as is taken Nishken Erve. This is good for the Gilui as is Nishken Erve. Maybe it's not the Karmirehem, even, it's a chidush. In Teisa steht nicht das. In Teisa steht that even if he toyeva and Tzorosa toyeva, she herself is potter and ganzen. Say, it's only the Karmirehem, the Teisa that he's showing in the Marshal. All of the time we went nicht, it's a rosh, all of them went nicht das. That if Rabbi Yosef and Kippur, you potter and ganzen, and it's a kiras akosu that you don't potter the Tzorah. It's a zad rosh, it's a kiras akosu. She's potter and she doesn't potter the Tzorah. It's given us a plan. But the Karmirehem is coming to Zotan, doesn't the Teretz of Rashi. Rashi is be'etzem going with the same Ahalach. Rashi is going that if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, you potter and ganzen. I'm Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. But on the side of Yudashin, it's a even and Tzoros at a even, so it switches. Meaning Zot Rashi, the Maskone, you could learn the Braise, that Hichoy Letzes, Tzoros on Mityabemes. Hichoy Letzes, Tzoros on Mityabemes. We'll stop it. Every time, but this is another thing. It's not for the Erev, it's not because of the Mitzvah.
You're going to give a message to Shmuel.